boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, it is a Friday, but it's not just, you know, any Friday, although, you know, it's a little rainy outside and stuff.
It's a little gloomy out there.
It is a special day.
What is this? Oh, it's not my birthday today, but almost.
No, okay, but we're close. Dang it, just take it.
This is the closest work day to
my birthday. Your birthday's on Sunday.
Yes.
And you're not going to be here on Monday. So we're going to act like today's Sunday.
That's fine. I'll celebrate today. That's cool.
So I got you your birthday present because we like to get each other birthday presents. And I handed you it and I was like, here you go. And you're like, oh, it's a cute little kitty cat on the bag.
I love the presentation of a gift always. I am that type of person. I will appreciate if you wrap it, like what kind of ribbon you use, or if it's a bag. You picked one out that had a kitty cat on it, which
just
obviously
for you.
Is like made for me. So I was like, oh my God, I love the bag. And you're like, yeah, it's actually been used before.
Yeah, because if you look at the to and from little slip on the side, it was not to and from me to you.
No, it was not. It was to somebody else's cats.
Yep. For Christmas many years ago.
Which is fine. I'm like, okay, I don't really care that much about the bag. I don't care that it's been used before. But then you're like, well, I actually like to ask for my bags back.
I'm like, you know this, right? And you're like, huh?
You've never asked me for a gift bag back.
I thought I've told you this before, but at Christmases, at birthday parties, any time that you have gifts and you give them to people, mm-hmm. I like to ask for my bags back. People know at Christmas time, like my family knows, that they all have to give me my bags back because I would like them back so that I don't have to buy new ones next year because bags are stupid expensive.
I get it. They are... Think you're adding like probably at least $5 mm-hmm. to the money that you already spent on a gift. So I think you're smart for doing it, but I have never had you ask me to give my bag back.
I know
back.
Because I didn't want you to judge me for it, but I feel like now we're at that level where I can ask for my bag back. So I would like it back because it is cute. It's got a cat on it.
No, I asked you if you wanted it back and you're like, no, it's fine.
But really, I do want it back.
Okay, so I'll have to
empty
it out.
So you could carry your stuff home, but I would prefer I get my bag back on Tuesday.
Oh, I have to take it home and return it. There's no way that's happening.
Because otherwise you're getting bag tax.
No, I would rather just give it to you today and then be
done
with it.
What, are you going to put it in a grocery bag? Because that's tacky. Then I feel bad.
That's fine. I don't. It's about what's in the gift that matters. You know the rules.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like when we were kids and you pictured what 2024 would be like, you probably were thinking like flying cars, yep. robots, yep. mind control.
Yep. Oh, time travel.
Time travel. Oh, I'm still waiting on that one. Mm-hmm. But we are one step closer to mind control, I guess.
Cool.
Controlling things with our mind because... Meta is working on a wristband that basically you're going to be able to use your mind to control. So sort of like an Apple Watch, but it's Meta. It's the Facebook company. So Mark Zuckerberg is working on this wristband, which has neural machine interfacing, which is really fancy words for basically the device tracks your hand and your finger movements by detecting brain signals that pass through the nerves in your arm. So what you would be like typing, your brain is already detecting and using to type out for you.
Cool.
So it's a wristband controller that you type with just thoughts. It's not just to like move a mouse or be a game controller. Like their goal with this is to make it pretty much usable in any way, whether it's posting on Facebook or I don't know, playing Flappy Bird, if that was still around on this wristband. Now they've been working on this since 2021. That was the first prototype that came out. But now it's been 3 years and this could be something that is hitting the market like pretty gosh darn soon because Zuckerberg is kind of bringing it up again. Mm. So I feel like this would be good for you, Destiny, as somebody who does not like to text.
Yep.
You prefer to call.
I do. I do really do. I'm a little nervous about this though.
Why?
I think it'd be fine for me to wear this during the day when my brain is fully functional, but at night I have got to take this thing off.
What do you think about at night?
Because how many times have you thought to yourself that you texted somebody or that you did something in the middle of the night, but really you dreamt it or whatever?
Oh.
My biggest fear is I'm going to end up texting an ex or something.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Bad.
Because I dreamt about him or something. I don't know. I don't want that.
It could be bad at work too, because how many times are you writing an email that's like, yes, I will be at the meeting at 10 a.m., but in your mind, as you're typing it, you're thinking, I literally would rather
jump off a bridge.
Yeah, I would rather
not be there.
Get out of here. Then do that.
Or what I would end up saying is, I actually don't like you.
That's what I'm saying. Can my brain, is my brain going to type that out?
Oh, God.
We're going to be jobless.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Watch out. The next time you go out your front door, something spooky could be happening.
What?
We could be seeing an animal that is extinct walking right past your front door.
Okay. I'm just like trying to think of all the extinct animals.
I
can only think of dinosaurs. And if I walked out to a pterodactyl, I'd die on sight. I swear to God.
I think it'd be cool. On the other hand, you're like, no dinosaurs. I'm like, that would be kind of freaking cool. I would take a dinosaur to work. You know what I mean? Like, I would ride on the back of that dinosaur. He's probably slow. I don't know how fast dinosaurs
I don't
go.
Think you could get that close to one without it literally pulling your head off. There's no way.
I didn't pay attention in science class.
Clearly. What's coming back?
I'm over here taking a dinosaur to work one day. Okay. Not dinosaurs, thank God, is what Taylor's saying.
Mm-hmm.
However, scientists say they are one step closer, baby, to bringing back the woolly mammoth.
Shut up.
Which is just as cool as dinosaurs.
Okay, I'm kind of into this. They are also very large, and I don't know if they're aggressive, but I'm open to this.
I'm down. Again, I would take one to work.
I'm not sure.
Have you seen my car? I need another ride.
That's fair.
Okay, so scientists have made a stem cell breakthrough in elephants.
Okay, yeah.
Which could mean that they are one step closer to bringing, or what they say, the extinct woolly mammoths. So basically, they've been working with Asian elephants, and they have been working with their cells and stuff. And they said they are really, really close to it. They think they've got it. Now, the next step, basically, is to take an embryo into an elephant surrogate. And then the thing is, though, Taylor, this is going to take a long time. So we are not going to see a woolly mammoth tomorrow outside our front door.
Okay.
Because their birthing process takes 22 months.
An elephant?
Yeah.
Those poor, poor elephants.
I know.
Gee whiz, how do they do that?
I was like, can you imagine?
No.
I thought our human process was too long.
That's crazy.
That's too long for me. Imagine their ankles. I'm just like, you know,
so swollen.
So swollen. So the next step, which they're working on, would be taking that embryo, putting it into an elephant surrogate. It's going to take 22 months. They're going to see what happens. It's not going to happen just yet, but that's what they said they're going to do. And then we may be seeing woolly mammoths out our front door. I don't think we should let them loose. Have we all seen the movie?
Well, I don't even know where they live. I'm thinking of Ice Age because I'm stupid, okay? This is how I think of
cool.
These things. So I don't know that we're going to see that. Maybe they'll come down and visit for a winter here in Iowa. I don't know.
Oh, they're just back for the winter season.
They'll be gone by March, probably.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like just by looking out the window, I know what it smells like out there.
Okay, Crunchberry Day? Like what?
No. Like that soggy rain smell.
Oh.
That like smells like spring.
Mm.
I don't know if it actually smells like that. I don't know if it's warm enough to have the rain smell. But that's what I feel like I'm seeing, and now I'm smelling it.
It's a little stinky outside.
Not stinky. You don't like the smell of rain?
Not the soggy kind.
Is it all rain soggy?
The normal kind of like the soggy kind, not so much.
But it looks like it's a little bit soggy out there. I don't know, but I feel like that smells kind of good.
Not the soggy kind. The soggy kind smells a little fishy. The other one.
What?
The other one smells light and fresh.
No, I'm picking light and fresh. At no point did I say there was any. There's no fish outside. Do you see a tuna in the lawn? No.
I'd like to think that you and I are pretty nice people and that we get along with pretty much everybody that we work with.
I like the people here.
Yeah, I do too.
But for some reason,
I sometimes hang out with them on the weekend too because I like them so much.
But there has been quite the unexpected beef this week.
Mm-hmm.
With the Todd Brommelkamp show.
Mm-hmm.
Who we like. We walk past Todd every day.
Every day I ask him how he is, how his morning is. Every single day. I don't miss a beat on that one.
So if you're like, whoa, how did we get here, girls? Listen up, because this has been quite a strange couple of days. Mm-hmm. Listen to this music behind my voice.
It's cute. Your little dogs and
dogs,
cats.
It's kind of jazzy. We used this during the holiday season for Stuff the Wagon, like 5 weeks in a row as we were taking your donations. This was the music that we were using because we love it. And Todd stumbled across it earlier this week and played it in his show in the morning, and he didn't like it very much.
I don't know if this is what I'm looking for here. It's not quite Iditarod-ish enough for me. I've had enough of that. That thing's going to go on for two more minutes. No. That thing is not going on for two more minutes. Not on my watch. I'm not doing that to the folks in Eastern Iowa.
He wasn't a fan.
No.
We caught wind of that, though, because Andrew helps produce over at 1600 ESPN, yep, our brother station. He also helps out with Z-Win at 2.9. He helps out with our show a lot. So he was kind of our intel, and he was like, you guys, something's boiling.
Mm-hmm.
Something's happening. He's just dogging on your dog music. So then we decided it was only right for us to sue him. But we don't have an attorney.
And only a couple dollars to our names.
I have a computer and a dream, so I typed out, attention, you are being sued for using our music and for hating on it. And we taped it on his door. And
that's about as legal as we get around here.
That was what we did with the suing part of that.
I walk in, there's a sign taped to my office door that says they are suing me. I don't think that they're going to, this is not going to wind up in a court of law, but they're not happy. They think I was making fun of it. Like yesterday, I'm looking, okay, we got dog stuff. I'm going to use it. Mm-hmm. Do we have beef, Andrew?
I think there's a little bit.
Yeah, if it were Destiny, I could hammer this out.
You're right.
Taylor's a little bit harder to read. She don't like me. Nobody in the building likes me.
And once again, I'll say, I like Todd.
I do too.
Now, I was even more confused at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, almost challenging us.
Exactly.
What a weenie thing to do, to put a piece of paper on his door, is kind of what he was giving.
Right. So then you and I were like, all right, let's get some sweet revenge.
Mm-hmm.
But then we wussed out for a day.
Well, yeah, because it's like, what else are we supposed to do? We can't afford a real lawyer. We're not going to sue him. We also, like, we share the computer system. He technically can use it.
Mm-hmm. So you know what? We did get sweet revenge, mm-hmm, last night, but it affected his show this morning.
It worked.
Live on air.
It worked. We did it.
We got revenge, and we are going to give you a taste of what sweet revenge sounds like live on radio. Coming up, if HR is asking, we like Todd Brommelkamp, but if anybody else is asking, we don't like him.
Well, okay, that's a little dramatic. We like Todd Brommelkamp.
We do. We really do, actually.
We really like the beef that we've been having.
It's been fun.
He's over on our brother station, 1600 ESPN, and we've had a little beef all week. And I'm not going to lie, I'm really proud of how we're ending it, to be
Boom.
Honest.
Mic drop, I think.
Mic drop is exactly what we did this morning. Well, technically, we did it last night, but we... the mic was dropped this morning.
Yeah, we wanted to get a little bit of revenge on Todd because he was making fun of the last couple days. The music that you hear right now, that's behind us. It's this cute little dogs barking and stuff. And that's the music that we love to play on our show. And we didn't like that. So we wanted to get a little bit of revenge on him.
Yes.
And so we did some little doodad with the computers in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that it would affect his show this morning. And it turns out it did live on the radio.
If you're unfamiliar with the program, you should probably just go ahead and...
Hey, sports nerds, no. Get a load of this one.
No. What is this hijackery? There we go. Oh. We're playing games now. We upped the ante. See, they don't realize that there's... I got two. I got A and I got B. You mess with A, I got B as a backup. It's on now.
Okay. So, we know this, right? Mm-hmm. He's got buttons on his screen and he knows, click on dog bark and it should be this sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What we did is he did have two versions of it.
Yeah,
two
did.
Buttons. They sounded exactly the same, like what you're hearing right now. But we went in and we recorded him a little message, a little, yeah, I don't know, something to shock him at 6:30 a.m. this morning when he gets here. And he thought we didn't know that he had two. We left one because we wanted him to use the music still.
We were being nice.
But the other one, we wanted him to freak out and be like, what did they do?
Well, he finally got the courage to end up playing the audio clip that we messed with. And this is what it sounded like.
I want to put that out there right now for everybody. I'm being completely honest with you here. I had no idea what this is. So I'm going to play it. We're going to hear it for the first time. And then we're all going to react to it. Apparently, we got a little bit of a message left for us from... That sounded like Taylor before I cut it off. So I have no idea. She better not use any bad language anything here that's going to get her in trouble because it's on her, not me. So let's hear what they have to say here.
Hey, sports nerds, get a load of this one.
We rickrolled him.
Yeah, we did. Because honestly, what better revenge than rickrolling him?
That's 100% true. There's nothing better than that.
I know he was questioning whether I was going to like swear or say something crazy.
We're not that dumb.
I'm not trying to get fired here.
No, Todd.
I thought, you know, like rickrolling is kind of funny.
It's funny.
And it's safe. It's harmless. And I feel like we did it. We got him good. We made him sweat this morning.
We did. However, he still thinks we're a little dumb.
What?
Because he ended up saying this.
See, they thought they were gonna get me, but it's in there in two different spots, and I've got both of them. So I've got the one that's unedited.
I think they probably left the other one in case you actually wanted to use it.
They're not that smart. No.
You think I'm giving them too much credit?
You're giving them way too much credit. Are you kidding me? No.
Ouch.
We did leave the music in there for him. We were being nice.
Todd, just admit it. You got God.
You got
okay?
God. Yeah, exactly. Well, now that he got God, he wants revenge on us.
Look, I'm telling you right now, and I said this yesterday, I warned them, I fight dirty. I fight dirty, and I take things two steps too far. Like, there's the line, here's crossing the line, and then I take one more giant step over crossing the line. It'll get ugly before it gets better.
I'm scared now.
I know. I'm like, do I call my mom now?
I'm actually a little scared because we thought, like, this is just a fun little joke. We're done after this,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
What's he going to do to us?
I don't know. Is he gonna dye our hair color different when we sleep at night? That's what I'm afraid of.
No, don't say anymore because we're not giving him any ideas.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
When I go to bed at night, I can't really fall asleep thinking about how crazy the internet is. Because think about how much information is out there about you that you don't know about.
Well, I'm not getting any sleep tonight because I didn't
You're
think
welcome.
About that.
Okay,
until
well,
just now.
Let me make it worse. I have had this thought because I keep seeing people on TikTok mostly making videos about this new, like, insane website. It's called Pim Eyes. I'm not telling you to go use it or anything. I guess if you choose to, that's on you. I'm not gonna because I'd rather not know. But basically, it's this website that you can reverse image search, and it uses facial recognition technology, like the same way that you unlock your iPhone, it recognizes your face, and it will find every photo of you that exists on the internet and show it to you.
That's creepy.
Right.
Like even the ones that your friends have of you that you may not know.
Yes, exactly. Like you don't have to be tagged in it on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It could be a picture of you in the background of a basketball game in your local newspaper. You know what I mean?
Like yeah.
Anything that's recognizable. Now, is this service perfect yet? No. It could also find lookalikes for you, which that part kind of interests me a little bit to see if they're do I have a doppelganger and I don't know about it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. So this is not a free website. You have to pay anywhere from like $29 to $299 a month. And they're goal with this website is really for like copyright purposes to make sure that nobody's using your image and you're not profiting from it. Mm-hmm, like they're profiting off you because you can turn on like notifications and get notified anytime there's a photo of you floating around out there that you don't know about. And then they can wipe it from whatever source does not have your permission. But a lot of people are like, this is creepy in a lot of ways, because number one, if I searched myself and I popped up on something that I didn't know about, I would be freaked out.
Yeah.
Number two, anybody could look up my name and see my cringy
pictures.
That's
kind of what I was thinking, yeah.
That I do not have any control of.
You know what I was also thinking?
What?
This is, as much as this is creepy, this is a really cool tool for like the police and the detectives out there. Like imagine, now hear me out. If there was a murder at a basketball game and they, I don't know.
That's horrible.
Listen, follow along with me. This crazy idea. And they couldn't prove that you were there. They could just image search and see, did anyone happen to take a photo? And maybe you're in the background. Boom, bobbity, boom. Case is solved. You were at the basketball game. You committed the murder.
And off to jail you go.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Not often can you say that your friend is on the phone with you witnessing you getting robbed. But that happened today.
I didn't really understand what was going on because you like were talking to me and then you weren't talking to me and I'm like, what is happening right now? And you're like, I'll be there soon. I'll be at work soon. And I'm like, okay, I have no idea what just happened.
Okay, let me just paint the picture for you. So Taylor and I wanted lunch today because you didn't bring lunch today. I was coming in a little bit later. I was like, I'll bring lunch. Mm-hmm. I got you, boo. So I went to the location to pick it up. However, I saw on the door that they were only doing cash only. So then I was like, well, crap, I got to call Taylor because I don't got cash. So I was calling you and I was going to tell you, I got to go to another place now for lunch. And as I get into my car, this woman comes up to me. I'm in my car, by the way. She comes up and she wants me to roll down my window. So I just barely roll it down. And she's like, hey, can you help me and my husband? And I know not to fall for that, because that's actually happened. That exact verbiage has happened to me before in another parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm a firm believer that if you really did need help, you would go into one of the millions of stores that I was surrounded by and you would ask for a manager and you asked to borrow a phone and call the cops or whatever you needed.
Yeah.
You don't need little small girl me to help you with whatever said problem is.
I've seen way too many Facebook posts like that. I'm like, don't fall for
this
one.
Don't fall for it. Yeah. So I've seen the Facebook posts. I've seen the articles and stuff. So I know not to fall for it. She's probably going to end up robbing me at that point. She's going to ask for cash.
Right.
Whatever.
Something
weird's going to happen. So I didn't fall for it. Rolled my window up. Said, sorry, I'm running for late for work. Which honestly,
was true.
I was 20 minutes late for work today. So I was like about to get robbed. But here's the thing. Lady, I am the worst person to rob. There were so many other people I think you could have done it to. I'm the worst person to rob.
Meaning,
I mean, I think it'd be easy. Like, you know, I don't know, actually.
Be easy to rob you?
No, actually, I wouldn't.
You do have a bad knee. I know that.
I can run now.
Okay.
I have pepper spray.
Oh,
so I do have that. So I do have that. But I think she wanted cash. The whole reason is I was going to go into said place and the sign on that place said, no, cash only. And you saw me read that sign and I go,
away.
I don't have cash. Half the time, I don't even have a debit card on me.
Right.
Half the time, I don't even have a wallet on me, and I'm just doing the Apple wallet on my phone. I'm the worst person to rob.
You are, like, technically...
You're getting nothing.
You're worthless. I can't believe I almost heard you getting robbed today.
And it was crazy. I was just calling you to ask you, hey, what do you want? Because this location's not accepting cash. You want a cheeseburger instead? And then all of a sudden, next thing you hear me saying is, no. Please leave me alone.
Yeah, you're like, I'm late for work. Turns out there was a woman outside of your window asking for
help.
But that could have turned bad. We all know, we've seen the Facebook posts of like, hey, watch out for this scheme that's going around.
And she didn't actually look like she need, like, if, it's one thing if you look like you're stressed and you
right.
need help. She looked fine. And again, there was 16 stores around us.
Right.
You could go into one of those stores and ask for help.
So
I think I was about to get robbed.
I think
you've seen the stories.
You probably did the right thing of not engaging in that, because who knows what the outcome would have been. And that got me thinking a little bit like, I'm very aware of my surroundings. Mm-hmm. I would have done the same thing if I were you. I would have just driven away, not done anything about it. But anytime I feel like a car's been following me too long, I take notice of these things. Okay?
I do too. I'll do like 16 laps around the neighborhood until I finally feel like they're gone.
I'm not risking it, okay?
I do not pull into my house.
Today is not my day to go. And
until
that's not how I'm
until
going.
Until that gray car behind me has turned a different way.
Yep. I'm like, well, it's okay. They've turned the same way three times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking note
me.
Of this.
I'm like, when do I call the cops? The fifth time.
Oh, okay.
I start taking notes.
Okay. I also feel like anytime I'm in a store, there have been so many different like schemes of like, watch out at this establishment. Women are getting followed or
yep.
people with children or whatever. So I'm always very aware of my surroundings.
110%. I'm always watching.
If I feel like somebody is watching me or they are keep coming to the same areas as me and I get like a weird, creepy pit in my stomach, my mom always told me, and I do this, she says to stare back at them.
What?
Because, you know, you like obviously are going to feel them. You get that weird icky feeling, right? Where you're like, I feel like this person has been in every aisle that I've been in and you may catch eye contact with them. My mom is always like, you stare back. You let them know that you see them watching you. So that's what I do. And I've never had anything escalate past...
Do they get weirded out when you stare at them back?
I feel like it's like I, in my mind,
what kind of stare are you giving? Are you giving them the smolder? What are you giving them?
No, not the smolder. You know my resting face, okay?
Uh-huh,
I'm one
uh-huh.
of those people that is not pleasant looking if I'm not trying to be.
Yeah.
It's that. I'm like
got it.
Giving you the stern, like, I see you, get going. You followed me to the shaving cream, now to the honey, and now to the cat litter. There ain't no way we're living the same lives like that.
No, we don't have all those
so
same
get
things.
Moving.
You know,
out of here.
This reminds me of when I worked at Victoria's Secret. That store had a lot of problems with people stealing.
Yeah.
And we could address it one of a couple different ways. One, you could do the stare down,
mm-hmm.
like you just said, and watch them like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you could also kind of say something like, hey, I liked that pink jacket you had in your hand.
Oh, like I know what you're
I
doing.
Know. You already put it in your purse.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that pink jacket? It's kind of like that.
Well, yeah.
Instead, I'd be like, I know. I like your eyes looking at me. I don't know if I'd do that, though.
No, I've never said anything. It's either I'm right and they back off, or I end up looking like the creepy, crazy one.
Now they're just like, what if it was just somebody normal who just happened to have the same lifestyle as you and was like, this girl's creepy.
Like, well, they went home and were like, this girl was giving me the death stare today.
Kind of dreading the fact that we're going to lose an hour of sleep this weekend.
Yeah, it's daylight savings on my birthday, which feels really hateful. My birthday is getting cut an hour short, and we're all going to lose an hour of sleep.
So I'm dreading the fact that we're going to lose an hour of sleep. Sorry for your birthday. But you know what? I hate this time of the year because then I got to change the clock on the stove.
Everything.
The clock in my car. The clock on the microwave. And honestly, Taylor, I don't get around to that for about a month.
So you just live in... Okay, so wait a minute. We're springing forward.
Go ahead.
You're going to be panicking that you are extremely late to things, aren't
I know.
You?
Yeah.
And you're choosing to live that way.
Yeah, because I don't ever get around to it. Sometimes I don't get around to it until the next time. And I'm like, oh, well, look, it's ready to go.
I don't. know how you live the way that you do.
So we were just updating Spencer from Spencer on Sports over at our brother station, 1600 ESPN, about the beef with Todd Brommelkamp from the Todd Brommelkamp Show, who's on in the morning on 1600 ESPN. By the way, if you want to catch up on the beef, we got all the beef on our podcast, which is going to drop in 52 minutes.
Right. But we were like, Spencer, come see us once you're off the air. Like, we gotta catch you up because he removed himself
from the beef
much earlier this week. But basically, Todd has been taunting us with this music of dogs barking. Mm-hmm. We love it. He hates it. We said we were fake suing him. And then we finally got the nerve, I guess. Last night, we replaced the button on his page that would normally play this music to be this. Rickrolled, baby!
Yeah! That's how we get revenge!
And we're asking Spencer, because he, you know, shares an office with Todd Brommelkamp.
Like, 8 hours a day. Well, there's, you know, a couple hours.
Not quite eight, but
4 hours a day, maybe.
They sit next to each other, and we're like, okay, be real with us. Like, did we open up a can of worms that we are going to regret?
Is Todd really going to get revenge? Because he did say he's getting revenge.
Well, yeah, he's like, you guys, I take it too far, always. I, two steps beyond what you think I'm going to take it there, I'm going to go there.
So we're like, Spencer, is Todd actually going to get revenge?
And he said, well, watch your back on Monday. Which I kind of thought, like, with us leaving this on Friday, he would have his little weekend, Todd, relaxing, whatever he's going to do, and come back by Monday and forget about it. Spencer thinks otherwise. You're on your own, man, because I have vacation on Monday, so I don't know what's going to happen to you. I hope you're still here.
What do you mean? What do you mean? You hope I'm still here? I hope I'm still here.
I hope you're still here on Tuesday. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't even try. Call out sick. Like, I'm thinking about it. I need, like, a barf bag, you know, that they give you on the plane. Like, I feel like I'm not well right now. Todd can take me. Like, if he
100%, yeah.
If he wanted an actual physical fight, I'm
well, he's
done.
Not going to hit you.
I know, but he could.
But he may hit your feelings. I don't know, dude. I'm just saying, like, I'll send you a text on Monday and make sure you're good. But I don't know what we've done.
I should probably make sure I have health insurance.
Yeah, I hope
I'm not well.
I hope you're covered. Men, I got a bone to pick. I'm sorry. I hate to be that girl. But I have some packing to do when I get home, which is already something I don't like to do, packing for a trip. I'm going to Chicago this weekend just for 3 days, so nothing crazy. But I'm going with my boyfriend and his family. Now, I would love to be able to ask him, like, what do I need to bring outfit-wise? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no, 100%.
What do I mean when I say that?
When you say, what do I need to bring? Yes. I'm thinking outfits and then maybe, like, extra things. Do I need to bring like a raincoat for some reason? You know, are we going through something that involves water of some sort? I don't know.
Are we going to be walking around a lot? Is it going to be raining this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to a fancy dinner? These are the questions that I have.
Do I need to bring an actual camera? Or, like, are we doing crazy things that I need a camera for?
Right.
I don't know. That's
however,
what I mean.
I know that I'm not going to get answers to these things. The way that, like, I have gone on trips with my girlfriends before, road trips,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, okay, we're going to bring jeans mm-hmm. for daytime mm-hmm. and dress up for night. I'm going to go home tonight and be like, hey, what do I need to bring for this weekend? And he's going to be like, I don't know, a couple outfits.
Ugh.
I'm literally dreading it more than any other time because it's like, what am I supposed to, text his mom? I don't want to bother
her
way. That's embarrassing. What am I supposed to bring, mommy? Please help me. What?
No.
That's weird. I can't do that.
I guess you just pack for everything.
That's what I
You pack for I fancy. You pack for not fancy. Like, maybe you're just going to be at the hotel watching Netflix. And then I don't know about you, but you always pack for, like, you're going to wet yourself 16 times.
You always say this.
Do you not pack like that?
I
always pack like that. Like, I pack six. I might be only staying for 3 days, but I pack 16 pairs of underwear in case I pee myself 16 times.
I am not that worried about my bladder the way that you are.
I don't actually pee myself in real life.
Thank you for clarifying. Nor do I.
You've been on a trip with me before. You know it doesn't happen, but I'm just like, what if it did? You know, what if I just randomly had a problem? I don't know. I worry about these things quite often.
I should be surprised. I'm not, though.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.